What time are you in the car?
11 o'clock, you shoot him off, Mr. Shaw.
12:17.
Is that the show? So let's begin, guys. Got a lot to do, Mr. Shaw. Start Shir 102, we finished 217. Again, a mazel tov to Yosef upon the seal. And a mazel tov to Jonathan. They build a bias, then let me throw. Okay, let's begin. We're on Dalet Amud Aleph. We start the small tesis today. There's a lot to do in this small tesis. It happens to be a lot of times in Shas when there's a small tesis, there's a lot to say on the small tesis, and you have to try to work to try to come up with it to find and unearth it, to unearth it. So let's begin. We know that the Gemara gave two answers as who's the Tana of our Mishnah. First answer was there's a blaz of the Tana. And the second answer was it was Rebu to the Tana. In fact, Tosis said it wasn't really Rebu to the Tana, it was a Tana that held like Rebu to, if you recall. It was a Tana that held you need Ksiv Lishma and Chasim Lishma. Okay? You guys recall that? Those are the two answers in the Gemara. So I want to begin now with the small Tosis. Achidei Ksivasu Chim Chasimasu Betalush. So we could see Pshat Lamaisa in the Tisus and try to build up what we've seen in this Tisus. Okay, let's see who where we have it. Why don't you read, Yosef? Go ahead. Achete. Let's see the Tisus inside. Go ahead. Achete Ksivaso v'chasimaso v'talosh.
Achete Ksivaso v'chasimaso v'talosh. Vim tomar, lama le'limkad v'chasimaso.
Excellent. What's Tisus Kasha? Why do you have to mention... If the ksiva has to be detached, isn't that you don't have to be an ilui to make sure if the ksiva is betolish? Ilui means a genius. If the ksiva is betolish, obviously the ksiva has got to be betolish. So why does the Gemara go out of its way and say the Rebuta says achete Rebuta posa achete ksivas chizmas betolish? It's like vechule. You know that if the ksiva has got to be betolish, the kol shekin, the ksiva has got to be betolish. Why is it a kol shekin? Because the ksiva comes after what? Ksiva comes after the ksiva. Excellent. Go ahead. So what's the kasha?
So kevan shehaisa kesiva v'talush, I efshar lachsimaso shetaheg v'mchula.
Yeah, you don't have to be a rocket scientist, Lamaisa. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. I mean, if the kesiva's got to be v'talush, it's impossible that the chasima what? It's impossible that the chasima should be what? Should be v'mchubar. I mean, you know, we know how do you have such a scenario? It's a great kasha places. Okay? So what does Tosis give an answer? Tosis says, no problem. I can envision the following. Go ahead. What's Mishkachas law? What is the word Mishkachas law? We can find a case. Find a case. Go ahead.
Shekasvu al ilan talush v'achar kach nitau v'hershish v'chasvu.
Excellent. Tosis says, I'll dig you up the following case. You write a get on a detached leaf. Then what do? You replant it in the ground. It takes root. And then you sign it. So that's what I would have thought. And the din is that's bad. Because the ksiva's got to be betolish and the ksiva's got to be betolish. Well, here the ksiva was betolish. If the ksiva is betolish, isn't it a kol shekin that comes afterwards? No. I can develop a scenario where you write the get on the leaf that's on it that is detached. And then I what? I plant in the ground, take root, and therefore that's possible as well because both the ksiva and the chasima must be what? Betolish. Everyone got that? It's a very ingenious answer, no? Okay. There's a lot we have to speak about here on this Tosis and Tosis' answer. First of all, I want you to get down in your notes. When Tosis said the word vihishrish, did he mean dafka that has to take root? So, Lamaisa, the Chasam Sofer, I'm sorry, the Pnei Yoshua says yes, he meant Dafka took root. That's what the Pnei Yoshua writes. Pnei Yoshua says it has to take root. The Chasam Sofer writes, not that way. The Chasam Sofer writes, it's Lav Dafka. The Chasam Sofer says that as long as it what? As long as you mavatal it to the Adama, that's enough. Whose shita was that in Rishonim that I gave in Seder? the tur b'shem the ramah. Let's get it down. So there's a machloikis in Gedol Achronim when Taisa v'Yishrishu. Did he mean dafka root binyamin, or did he mean lav dafka? So the Pnei Yishrishu says he meant dafka root. Yes, Usher. And the Chassam Sofer says he meant what? You just put it in the ground, which would be agreement in the Yad Ramah. Because the Yad Ramah, the Ramah quoted in the Torah, what Siman Hilchos Gittin? Siman Kuf Chav Dal writes explicitly that it doesn't have to take root as long as you're mavatal it to the Adama. You're mechaber it. That's the lashon. You attach it to the Adama. And therefore, we have a big machloikis l'maisa. And I would tell you that the Poshup Shah and Taisis is like who? I mean, the Rashba writes Beferish Chafavim and Beis, and the Taisis, the way, if we interpret Taisis Poshup Shah, it means Hishush, he meant Hishush, like the Pnei Yishu. The Rashba says the same thing. So get the Rashba down, and Chafavim is a mask of Reb Yudah. So we have a Machlekes Pnei Yishu and the Chassam Sofer. Let's go with the Pnei Yishu now. Yes, Ori.
What does the Rashba say?
Rashba says, like Taisus, it meant taking root. Literally got to take root. So Rashba said it took root, and that's how the Pnei Yishu interpreted Tosos, and that's the Poshup Shah in Taisus. That he meant what he meant. Okay? He meant what he meant. So the Pnei Yishu, in the Gedol Achron, we know where they were such great gonim, they had Shas on their fingertips. So the Pnei Yishu displays an amazing Bekiyas here. He says, there is a Gemara in another Masechta in Shas, in Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry, on Yudam and Beis in Rosh Hashanah, okay? Where the Gemara writes black on white that Reb Yudah, Stam Reb Yudah in Shas, is what Tana? Reb Yudah Bar Eloi. And what does Reb Yudah say? Reb Yudah says it takes 2 weeks, 14 days, for a plant to take root in the ground. 14 days. Okay, if I'm not mistaken, in that Gemara, there's three shittas. One shittah says 3 days. Second sheet says 14 days. Third sheet says 30 days. Okay? If I'm not mistaken, those are the three sheets. But Reb Yudah says, Beferish, 14 days. So Frek the Pnei Yishua, you know what Frek is in Yiddish, right, from the English, Frek the Kasha. Pnei Yishua asks Akasha, he says, we got a problem here. Because you wrote the get on a leaf that was detached. Yes? Then you stick it in the ground. How long does it take to take root? 14 days. When do they write the get? They write the date and the get when they write the get. They sign it 2 weeks later. What is that called? A get mukdam. What do we say about a get mukdam? Puzzle. What's the marker in Shas? Getting what daf? Yud Zayin Mad Aleph in the Mishnah. We learned it. That's where this man begitten comes up. So frek de Pnei Yishua, this get would be puzzle anyway, I'll guess get mukdam. We're trying to dig up a case where it's Pasatz Mechubar Eliezer. So Frek the Pnei Yishu, what are you talking about? This get would be possible anyway based on get muktum. So it's not a pure case. That is such a sharp kasha. Amazing, no? So Pnei Yishu says, I'll solve it easily. Pnei Yishu asked this kasha. Pnei Yishu asked this kasha because taking the root is what? He interprets as taking the root literally. Then he says, well, it's a steer in Reb Yudah. We're talking within Reb Yudah. Now, you know what I just thought of? I thought of our own answer. What did the previous Tosa say? It wasn't Reb Yudah. It was the Tana who was holding like Reb Yudah. Wow! Maybe that Tana doesn't hold 15 days. You hear what I'm saying? However you're going to interpret it, there's three shittas. You'll probably have to say it's about place how to interpret the results. How much does it have to take root? But why is my answer not a good answer? Because no matter what you say, it's even 3 days. So it's by definition going to be muktam. So that's why my answer is not a good answer. But I wanted to get you guys to think that the previous Tosfos wasn't really mamash Reb Yudah, it was a Tana who held like Reb Yudah. But so if he doesn't hold like Reb Yudah, there's only three shittas, so at least you hold 3 days. It doesn't take root magically that day. So no matter what you say, it's a get muktam. So that's why our answer is not a good answer. But I'm just saying that Pnei Yishua builds it up and says, Reb Yudah l'shitaso should be what? Should be 15 days, 14 days, going to be a get muktam. So the Pnei Yishua answers like this, get it down. Then when they wrote the get, They wrote the date 2 weeks later, which is called a what? Not a get muktan, predated get. What's it called? Get mukhar, postdated get. And what is Tosha Shita in two places in Shas? Yudzayim enough and daf payim enough that a get mukhar is what kosher? A get mukhar is kosher against the Rambam. Rambam says a get mukhar is what? Is possible. Okay? So we have tissues here, Yisrael. He has it in the bag. You see, a get mukhar is what? A get mukhar is kosher according to Tosis. According to the Rambam, it's possible. But this is Tosis Lashitaso. So the Pnei Yeshua says, no problem. When they wrote the get, they wrote the date that in 14 days, that's when the what? The get would be what? Was signed. So it was good. Works out beautifully. That's a Pnei Yeshua's answer. Okay, good. Excellent. Comes out to be Pnei Yeshua's answer. Very good. That's the first mahalach that we need to point out. But I want to point out something else. And that is that there is a possibility, okay? There is a possibility that Lamaisa, we're holding like the Shita that holds unique Sivan Chasima Lishma. So the Pnei Yeshua and the Taisa B'Kiveger and the Maram Shif answer that even though the Din of Mechubar would be enough to write the Ksiva B'Talish, but he mentions the Chasima to teach us also that the Chasima needs Dine Ksiva. And therefore, it needs the din of what? Needs the din of lishma. Okay? Needs the din of lishma. In other words, maybe you can answer and say, halacha lamaisa, maybe what you can answer, Tosis Kasha, and we're going to give two other answers, not a Tosis Kasha. I want you to think about this answer. Maybe what you could say is that Pnei Yeshua and the Tosis B'Kiveg and the Maram Shif suggest that even though the din of Mechubra would have enough to write the word Ksiva, to tell me that the Ksiva has to be betolish. But the reason why I mentioned Chasima is to tell me that the Chasima requires Dine Ksiva. What does that mean, it requires Dine Ksiva? That what? What does it mean, it requires Dine Ksiva? It means Lishma, exactly. Narzinachanami. Maybe you can answer Toys Kasha by saying that in a Chanami, Mitzad Mechubar and Tolish, if you write Ksiva has to be betolish, I understand the Chasima has to be betolish. But the reason why we went out of the way and said Ksiva Betolish and Chasima Betolish is to tell me that Chasima has a din Ksiva. And just like Ksiva requires Lishma, so too what? Chasima requires Lishma. And that's exactly, Lamaisa, maybe what you can answer to this Kasha. A little bit difficult, that answer. Why do you say that answer is a little bit difficult? Because Tosfos is asking Linin Mechubar. Still, Linin Mechubar shouldn't have said that. That's what the Mishnah says. What does it say? Rebuta polso achate ksivaso vachesimaso bewat betolish. So that really doesn't answer the question so well. Because the bottom line is mitzad mechubar mitzad alacha mitzuba. You don't need to say chasima should be betolish. If the ksiva has to be betolish, I understand that's how the Gemara is using Reb Yehuda, but Reb Yehuda is in a Mishnah there. Nay, and the Rebbe's topic was Mechubar and Talish. And the Gemara uses him here to tell me that it's a din of lishma.
So if he didn't write Chasima, then how are we going to
know? Right, so that's exactly what we're answering. We're answering that what? He really was writing it to show to us that there's a din of lishma. But the bottom line is that what? Mitzad Mechubar, which was Rebbe Yehuda's topic that he was addressing, he really didn't need to write Chasima and Talish. You write for us the way our Gemara used it. And brought it down to the din of lishma. You're right. You're absolutely right. Because it has an afkamina. But his topic was mechubar. It still doesn't really fully answer the kasha. His topic was mechubar. So why'd you have to go out of your way to say it? The Gemara here on Dal Amav uses that Mishnah there on Daf Chafal from it. What is it? Chafal and Beis to say that. But you know the Rosh Rosovsky.
Otherwise, we've been holding these ideas for Meir.
What'd you say? Mitzad Lishma, you're right, but I'm just saying the topic that he wrote, he was addressing in the Mishnah over there. What daf is it? What is it? Chafal from Beis? He was addressing the Tolish in Mechubar. So Mitzad, Tolish in Mechubar, why write it in that way? Mitzad Chafal from Beis, Rebuta Posel. What did you say?
Why can't we see he's also trying to teach us Lishma there? He wasn't just trying to teach us Mechubar.
Because he's not. Look at the Mishnah Chafal Beis, talking about Mechubar. That's the topic of the Mishnah. Our Gemara uses it for purposes of Lishma. And you want to tell me Chasima has a din Ksiva Shkoyach? Okay, it does. And therefore, just like Ksiva's got to be Lishma, so do Chasima. But that's vis-a-vis the prism of Lishma. But mitzad the prism that he was addressing that topic, Lomai, so why do you have to formulate it that way? Okay? That's the answer that they give, but I understand Rav Shmuel Rozovsky's kasha. Okay? Mitzad Lechuber really doesn't address why he had to say that. Okay, but I want to give another answer. Yeah, real quick, Binyam.
Wouldn't it just been a similar case to give, say, he wrote the get on a brick and put the brick into a wall? Like, you don't have an issue of, like, oh, different days, because once it's in the wall, it is now...
I guess it was hard to write with a brick. I mean, you know, it's not so posh.
I feel like it's
I don't know, those days and age, they didn't have tools like that. It's much easier to write on a leaf. That's what I think you have to say. They didn't have the tools for it. It's not simple. Not simple. You need a big space for it. You need a huge brick to write a whole get. We'll have to see. Like I said, one day we have to look at a get to see it, Lamaise. Okay? Binyamin, you had a kasha too?
No.
Okay, we got this so far? Okay. So we have Tosa's answer, and then we have the Pnei Yehoshua, Rabbi Kivager, and who else in Ram Shif's answer that's Rav Shmuel Rozovsky has a difficulty with. Nate doesn't think it's so difficult, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying. Okay, now I want to share with you a third answer. Let's get this. Amazing answer. Okay? Here we go. The third answer is by Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Rav David Parvarsky, and Rav Steinman, all Rosh Yeshivas in Ponovich, in the Yeshiva Gedol, Yeshiva Ktana. They give the following answer. Amazing. They say like this. I can give you a case of Ksiva B'Tolosh and Chesima B'Mechuber in the following manner. You ready, Oren? You write it and you sign it when it's Tolosh. You write it and you sign it when it's Tolosh. Okay? No problem. I'm sorry. You write it and you sign it when it's Mechubar. Okay, fix that. You write it and you sign it when it's mechubar. Then you detach it. And then you write over the ksiva with a quill. With a pen. Only the ksiva, not the chesima. Yes. You wrote the ksiva and the chesima when it was mechubar. Gavriel, I made a mistake the first time. It's mechubar. You wrote the ksiva when it's mechubar. You detach it. And you rewrite over the ksiva again. Are you with me? So what emerges in that case is the following. The ksiva is considered to be betalish based on what Gemara, Gittin Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, where it says if someone wrote Shalom Lishma, you're allowed to rewrite it, write over it to quill, and write it Lishma, you can save it, according to one sheet in the Gemara. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's even Rabbi Yehuda, which fits in good to this Rabbi Yehuda here. So what you did again, Ori, you wrote it and signed it when it was Mechubar. Then you detached it. After detaching, you write over the body the ksiva. So I'll get it down. But you don't rewrite the chesimas. So there you have it, guys. There you have a case where the ksiva was what? But what? Betolish, because I rewrote it, I saved it. But the chesima remained what? Mechubar. And that's why we need to have Tosos, the Rebbe Yehuda, write ksivas chemas betolish. That's a third answer. It's a very nice answer, no? The three Rosh Yeshivas from Ponovich, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Rav David Parvarsky, and Rav Steinman Zatzal. All three of them. Rav Shmuel Zatzal, Rav David Parvarsky Zatzal, and Rav Steinman Zatzal all give this answer. Yes, Binyamin.
Isn't that the same example that Tosfot gave earlier, that he said we're going to have a problem when you sign a blank statement?
Yes, that's what Nate said in Seder. This is what Rav Steinman brings up, the next Nakud, excellent. Why do you think Tosfot did not like this? So Rav Steinman writes, you know why Tosfos didn't give this answer? Because there would be a different problem with this chesima. Because the chesima of this get would be like it signed it on a blank piece of paper. Even though there physically was what? There physically was a body on there of ksiva, but it was mechubar. So it's like it's blank. So you're trying to dig up a case where we're supposed to isolate only a psul of mechubar, but it's a psul of what? Nothing. It's not chesimas. You signed something that was what was deficient. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, that's why Rav Steinman says, it's like signing on a blank piece of paper, which doesn't even work by other stars, exactly like you said, Binyamin. Excellent. And Nate had the same problem. So that's why Rav Steinman says Tosfos did not like this answer. Because you want to come up with a case where the problem is only mechubar. And there's another problem here. That the whole what? The whole chesima is what faulty here? because you signed on a blank piece of paper.
Okay. Also, same. Can the chesim was also was done with chaver? Why does that count?
It doesn't. It's possible. It's possible. We're trying to find a case of ksiva betalush and ksiva betalush and chesim is mechubar. You have that mechubar, Gavriel. You just save the ksiva by rewriting it. But Rav Shimon says the chesimas are bad anyway for a different reason. Because when the chesimas were done, they were done on like a blank piece of paper. Even though physically it wasn't blank, but it wasn't kosher. You follow what I'm saying? That's an interesting chiddush that he says. Now the Chazon Ish points out a different svara. I want you to get it down. We just mentioned one svara why Tais didn't like it. Chazon Ish says in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin, very interestingly, this notion of rewriting a nay only helps for lishma. Who says it helps when it was mechubar? Maybe mechubar is worse than lishma, and rewriting it won't help you. And Rav Shmuel Rozovsky says the same thing. Listen, this is not a new writing. This is not a new writing. You're basically fixing the ksav tachton, the bottom writing. And that's a chisaron in lishma, where the etzem ksiva is a ksiva, it just wasn't written for the what right reasons. But when you write something that's mechubar, it's deficient in what? In the actual ksiva. You have to what? Rewrite it when it's in a state of being tallish. So even if you would rewrite it with a quill, that will not help you. Because the ksiva was what? Because the ksiva, the actual ksiva was in the state of when it was what? When it was mechubar. And therefore rewriting it won't help. So the Chazon Ish argues on the whole premise. Rewriting it works in lishma. Because the etzem ksiva is good, it was just lacking a hechsher of lishma. Was lacking the prerequisite that wasn't written for the right reasons. But to write on a leaf that's mechubar binyamin, we call that's not a ksiva. So rewriting it, Jonathan, will not help you at all. Jonathan, you follow me? Rewriting it, let's get this. Don't let anything distract you. Rewriting it will not help you, says the Chazon Ish. Therefore, he says, I don't think that suggestion is right at all.
It just won't be considered rewriting. It just be considered writing.
Yeah, it won't fix what was done, Lamaisa. It won't fix what...
Done, so
exactly, that's correct. So therefore, Lamaisa, even if you put a kulmus over it, it won't work. Because a chelik of the ksiva was what? The chelik of the ksiva was mechubar. See, when you... The whole notion of writing over a quill is considered to be not a new ksiva. You understand what I'm saying? It's fixing what was on the bottom. So by lishma, that's fine. Because it was a legitimate ksiva, but it was missing a prerequisite. So I'm writing the prerequisite now. I'm adding that element in. But when you talk about mechubar, you need the whole ksiva to be betalush. The whole writing has to be betalush. Not just what? The rewriting. The original writing has to be what? Betalush. So it's not going to help you. You understand what I'm saying? You don't view it like what? When you rewrite something, it's not like hocus pocus, abracadabra. It's like I'm erasing the bottom one and bringing in a new ksav. That's not what it is. It's enhancing the bottom one. So by lishma, enhancing works. But by mechubar, that doesn't work. It doesn't work, Lamaisa. Because the bottom line is, what are you accomplishing by rewriting? Only enhancing. Well, enhancing's not going to save me here. Because I have something that's mechubar. Does everyone get what I'm saying? Chazon Ish is very sharp. What he's saying is that the rewriting is only an enhancement. Well, an enhancement does the job by lishma. When the original writing wasn't done lishma, and then I enhance it. By now enhancing with the element lishma. But mechubar, I'd have to rewrite a whole new ksiva, and that's not what I'm accomplishing with the quill. The quill is just an enhancement. An enhancement doesn't do the job here. Because it was a ksiva that was mechubar. So you end up getting stuck. And he says the whole answer is bad. Okay, so let's summarize what we did up till now. Tosfos asked the kasha, why didn't he ksiva ksiva betolish? Isn't it a kosher gain if ksiva is betolish, mayor? You know ksiva? What's Tosfos' answer? No, it's not. You can write on a leaf when it's tallish and then replant it in the ground and then sign it. Very good. Machlokes between who? Pnei Yeshu and who? Sam Sofer, whether what? Is it dafka or lav dafka? Yes? Yad Ramah says it means mechaber, not mechubar. So So if you hold like the Sam Sofer, Taisus is agreeing with the Adam Luff. If you hold like the Pnei Yoshua, he's arguing. Frek the Pnei Yoshua, Rebuta L'Shitaso, that what? What's the Kash Rebuta L'Shitaso?
Takes 14 days.
Takes 14 days, it'll be a Get Muktam. We're trying to isolate a Psula B'Chubir, not Get Muktam. What's the answer he says? They wrote the date post-dated, according to Taisus L'Shitaso, in two places, Daf Yitzayim Av, Daf Peyam and Aleph, a Get Mukher's Kasher, against the Rambam, yes? That's what we said. So it comes out good. Fine. Very good. But we gave two other answers to Tosis Kasha. What was the second answer? That vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis Mechubar. Fine, you have a Kasha. But the whole point of this Gemara is to tell me Lishma. And we're trying to say that Chasima has a din of Ksiva, just like Ksiva needs Lishma, Chasima needs Lishma. That's why he needed to write it this way. Rishon Rozovsky says, I don't like that answer. Because Rabbi Yehuda's topic was what? Was Mechubar, it wasn't Lishma. The Gemara's mate said imported it by Lishma, fine. But Rabbi Yehuda himself was addressing the topic of Mechubar. He's still stuck with that kasha. Okay. So that was the difficulty we had with the second answer. What's the third answer? Third answer is a genius answer that what? From the Rosh Yeshiva in Ponovich, Shmuel Rozovsky Zatzal, the Ravarsky Zatzal, Rav Steinman Zatzal, what do they say? They say amazing. You wrote the Ksiv in the Chesima when it was what? Mechubar. You take it out of the ground. Yes? Right? Yeah. Right? What do? You wrote the Ksiva Simons Mechubar. You take it out of the ground. You write over the Ksiva, not the Ksima. There it is. The Ksiva is betalus to me. Ksima remains what? Ksima remains what? Mechubar. Correct. Beautiful answer. So Rav Steinman comes along and says, why did Tosfos like that answer? So because we said, as Nate and Binyamin said, because the chesimas are deficient for a different reason. You're signing on a blank piece of paper halachically. Because it was written on Mechubar leaf. It's like the sign, it's a different problem. Which should be posted by Shar Stars. That's number one that Tosfos didn't like it. Right? You said it too at Eliezer and Seder as well. Remember, there's a different psul. And what's the other svara that we reject? The Chazon Ish says what? This whole notion of writing the quill over it will not only help you by Lishma, but not what? Not by Mechubar, because the whole notion of writing the quill is an enhancement. That can save Lishma, not Mechubar. So that doesn't save anything. Okay, good. Now this brings us to the following. One second, yo. This brings to the following. I wanted you to see the tour inside, which you did. Emerges is an amazing machlokes, which I want you to get. Amazing. Rabbi Kiveger points out on the Mishnayos the following. He says that the ksiva was betolish, even though afterwards you planted. What do you see? What do you see from Tisus, Nate? What do you see from this Tisus? Let's think. What do you see from this Tisus? Aaron, what do you see from this Tisus? That even if you what? What is the problem that Tisus says? What's the case? You wrote it on the leaf when it was what? When it was what? No, you wrote it on the leaf when it was talush. Then you replanted it and then signed it. What is the problem, Tosfos says, with that case? You tell me. He's trying to answer his kasha. Is the problem the chesima or the what? The chesima. The chesima was done when it was mechubar, yes? What do you see from Tosfos? That the chesima is fine. You see from Tosfos that once the ksiv was done by kashrus, it cannot be passed. Yes, we're going to see why. But you see from Tosfos this nakuda. So he writes Rabbi Kiveger, if you have a get that's written and signed betolish, and then you plant it in the ground, for some reason, maybe the guy changes his mind. He didn't want to divorce his wife, and then he changed his mind again, wants to divorce her. So he wrote the get, signed it when it was what? Talush. Plants it in the ground, because he maybe changed his mind, doesn't want to divorce her. Now he changed his mind again, wants to divorce her. Takes it right out. Could you give it to her or not? You tell me, Nate. Yes, according to Tosfos, it's kosher. Because the ksiv and the chesima was kosher. You can't change that. No, let's say it was the same day. They wrote and signed it the same day. You see from Tosfos. One sec, Asher. You see from Tosfos that the deficiency is in the chesima, but the chesima is fine, no? So he says, let's take this one step further. I do the chesima and chesima betolish, then you plant it in the ground, take it out. That's kosher. That's smack against the Yad Ramah. The Tur in Siman Resh Mem Hey quotes the Yad Ramah that argues that if you write a get, I'm going to get to you in a sec, kosher. If you write a get and you sign it, yes? What is the din lamaisa? You replant it in the ground and then take it out. What is that called? Guys, turn the chafal from the base on the top. That is called the chusar ketzitza. Take a look at this drasha. Amar kra, chafal from base, the second line. Amar kra, v'kasav v'nasan lo. If you write a get on a horn of a cow, then you cut off the horn and give it to her. Is that kosher? No. Because you cut off between the ksiv and the chasima was here. You cut it off and there's a nesina. Look inside the Gemara here. Read the top line of the Gemara. Ella.
Ella Karen shall para the ksia leads via la.
Cut off the cow. Cut off the horn of the cow. If it gets written on it, cut off and just give it to her. What's Gemara's answer? What's the drasha? Go ahead. You can have nothing that interrupts the ksiv and the nesina. No action. Yatzazeh. Excellent. There's an interruption between the two. You cut it off. That passes it. The Yad Ramah says the same thing. You wrote the what? You wrote and you signed the get. Then you plant it in the ground. And you take it out again. Yad Ramah says it's possible. It's an interruption. It's the psula mechusar ktsitsa. It's an interruption. And Tosfos argues on this. And Tosfos says it's kosher. You see from our Tosfos. Because our Tosfos says once you write the ksiva, it's fine. So what will be if you write the ksiva and the ksiva betals? It's also fine. I don't care what you do in the middle. You put it in, take it out. Rav Chagai Raviv Shlita is a Rebbe in Mevaser. Now he's a Rebbe where? Leva Tyra. It was one of my chabruses, my first year after high school. I remember he gave a chabur on this topic and he quoted the Yad Ramah and I didn't know what he was talking about because I didn't see the Yad Ramah inside. Now, many, many years later, I understand the Yad Ramah now. Yes, I understand the Yad Ramah. What emerges of Achleik is the Tysus in the Yad Ramah. So Machleik is the Tysus in the Yad Ramah. If you write and sign the get, Yisrael, get this down. This Machleik is down. You write and sign the get when it's tallish, then what do? You plant it in the ground, take it out and give it to it. Is that mechusar ketzitza? The Yad Ramah says it is, Tosfos says it's not. So what's a machloikis? We're going to get to you. What's a machloikis? Get this down. What is the nature of the psul? According to the Chazon Ish, Tosfos holds that once the get is kosher b'ksiv, it's kosher forever. Even if what? Before the Nesina, it got to a state of interruption where you had to rip it out of the ground. I don't care. Once the Ksiv is kosher, it's kosher forever. Because the Tosfos holds that this is a simen. You know what a simen is? Not a siva. The din of Mechutzer Ktsitsa is a simen. Is it tallish or not tallish? Is it Mechuber or not Mechuber? Meaning the din of Mechutzer Ktsitsa is not a significant din on its own name. It's a simen. It's a simen. What is the simen? The simen is, was it mechuber or not? So according to Tosfos, if you wrote and signed it when it was tallish, then it's fine. I don't care what you planted it afterwards. Because the din of mechutzer ketzitza in Tosfos' eyes is not that it's a what? A significant psul on its own. Mechutzer ketzitza is a simen. Was this mechuber or not? And it was not mechuber. That's why it's kosher. And Tosfos writes, and the Yad Ramah says, I'm sorry. Here, let's get this. Tos, Mechusar, I'm writing this down, remember the daf. Chafal from Mix. Tosfos says it's a simen for Mechubar. That if you had to cut it off in the middle, in between, must be it was Mechubar. But if it wasn't Mechubar, then it's what? It's kosher. And what does the Yad Ramah say? The Yad Ramah says what? What does the Yad Ramah say? The Yad Ramah says it is a siba. What does a siba mean? A reason. The reason is it can have no interruption at all. And if you rip it out of the ground, that's an interruption. That is the machlokes between the Tosis and the Avraham. How do you view this din of Mechusar Ketitza? Regarding vis-a-vis the ground. Now you'll tell me, Rebbe, we just learned if you cut it off the ox, if you cut off the cow, it's a problem. Okay, you're right. But that's cutting off something, because that's like was Mechubar to who? Something that is Mechubar to something. There's a Tosis later on that has a tremendous chiddush. If you write a get on a big cloth, and you cut off the get from that, that's also a problem. Anytime you cut something off from its source is a problem of what we say that it was not what? That it what it was Mechubar, correct. The Aramas is the Siva. So if I ask you, what is the case, Oren? What is the Machlekes in Tosis and the Aramah? Where you wrote and signed the get, then you put in the dirt and you take it out. Is that a problem? Tosis says it's kosher. Once it's Siva Chsimu is kosher, it's always kosher. And the Aramas is the Siva. Any interruption of a mice you do, that passes the get. Siba is a reason. There is the Siba is the Ketzitza, the interruption. It's not a simon for what to be Mechubar. I don't care whether it was Talish. If you cut something off in the middle, it's a problem. Yes, Nate?
How do we define
simon
again?
Simon is just an indicator. It's a sign. It's a sign, was it Mechubar or not?
Like an example?
No, it's a sign, an indicator. The halacha of Mechutzah Ketzitza indicates that it was Mechubar, that's why it's possible. It wasn't the act that I cut it in. It wasn't the act that I cut it. It was the act that it was Mechubar when it was written or signed. So if I give you a case where it was written and signed when it was Talish, then it's good. You understand? That's the concept of the simen. But if it's a Siba, no matter what it is, if you had cut it, it's a problem. I don't care if it was written and signed when it was what? Mechubar, you got me?
Yeah.
This is what Rabbi Raviv said years ago. This is what he was pointing out, this machlekes, Tosis. Is it a simon or a siva? That's this machlekes. Binyamin, you follow me? This is a fundamental machlekes. But you can miss the whole thing because the way Tosis says it. Tosis says the deficiency is mitzad the what? Chasima. Well, what about the ksiva? Ksiva was fine because it was Talish and it remains fine. Bless you, it remains fine. This is the chiddush we want to bring out. First was Asher. Go ahead. Okay, great. Binyamin? Real quick, go ahead.
There's a way to make Tosis and Yadamah actually work together. The difference that I would say is that when you're being making it Mechubar again, are you having Das that you don't want to use the get anymore? Because if you have Das that you don't want to get anymore, I would assume that even Tosis would agree that it's about to get. You're about to get when you say, I actually do want to remain married to her and you can't reuse it later.
No, it wasn't Bittl. It wasn't Bittl.
So I'm saying,
wasn't Bittl.
Tosis is saying, if you were, I didn't mean.
I understand. I didn't mean he was mavata the get. He procrastinates. For whatever reason, I didn't mean he was mavata the get. There's no doubt it's a machlekes Tosis Yad Ramayer. Comes out to be a very, very beautiful machlekes. The truth of the matter is, and I want you to get this down. The Yad Ramah is the one who said earlier that even if it doesn't take root, you just mechaber it. Tosis says it has to be hishrish. But Lamaisa, no doubt there is a machlaikis, and I want you to get it down. There is this notion. Now, I have to track down, I don't remember, but there is a whole discussion. Did you notice? I point out to a few guys, there's a din about Irin Nidachas. Did you see that? There's a Gemara Chulin Pei Tesim and Av. Tosis quotes it later on Chafal Vabes. You know what an Irin Nidachas is? Idolatry city. What do you have to do? You have to burn the whole city. The Torah says you got to gather the stuff together and burn it. What happens if you have to uproot the stuff? Talisha. The Gemara says that's an interruption. So there are some dinim where you have a process and you can't have something that interrupts the process like you have here. Ksiva with Nesina. You can't have an interruption of the process. So too by Irin Nidachas. The dirt you have to gather together and burn. If you have to do Tlisha first, that's considered to be an interruption. So I'm just wondering, they talk about if, let's say they were Makdish the dirt and then you're poted the dirt. Is that considered to be an interruption? Because you're not doing something to Gufa Hefsa. I think the Ron and Chulin discusses. I got to check out the Ron. But Lamaise, something has to be done to the actual Gufa Hefsa. So Tosis later on says, even if you cut off a piece of paper, Lamaisa, You have a gigantic cloth and you cut some of it off, that would be an interruption, and that would be mechusar ketitza. Because it does, it's coming from its source. It doesn't have to be mechubar to karka, but it's coming from its source. So that leads us to the following, and then we got to go back to the next tesis. What happens if we had, remember we had before Yontif, before Sukkot, when we discussed Prusbol, we had Atzis Nakov, the flower pot with the hole in the bottom. You remember that? Because remember we said, who has to own land to write a Prusbol? The Lov has to own land. Remember that? What happens if you own an Atzis Nakov? Remember? Flower pot with the hole in the bottom? So that has nourishment. So that's like a virtual connection. Even though it didn't take root, it's like a virtual right rootage. Remember that? So let's say the following case, and this is what the Gedulei Shmuel writes. I want you to get this down. He says, what would be if a guy takes a flower pot, lifts it off the ground, and writes a get on it? Then he puts it back on the ground and signs it. What would you say in that case? That would also be possible. That's an example of Ksiva Betolish and Chasima Bimachubar. That's another case. Wow. Puts it on the ground. You don't, because remember, you don't have to take root with it. It gets the Yanika through the ground, remember? It's virtual. You took it off the ground, wrote the get, put it back on the ground, and signed it. There you have another scenario, says the Gedulei Shmuel. That would be bad. But that's an example of Ksiva Betolish, Chasima Bimachubar. And even if it doesn't take rootage, unique is enough, Lamaisa Gabriel, because we said unique. Two thoughts, it's Nakuf. Okay, excellent. Let's go now, Lamaisa. Let's see Vaita now in the next Tysis, Allah Lamaisa. But it's clear, Binyamin, the tour presents a Machlagstein Tysis and the Yad Ramah. And we assume, Lamaisa, that if he became Mechuber after the Ksitza, it's Paisel the Ksiva Atzma. This is what we assume. Halacha lemaisa. Taisus holds, we don't care. The chasima has to be mechuber. But if the ksiva were talush, I don't care what you did in the meantime, it doesn't make a difference. Halacha lemaisa. It's fine. The psul of mechusar ketitza is totally b'shas ksiva saget. Since b'shas ksiva get, it was royal agarish, ain't bo psul of mechuber ketitza. That's what Taisus wants to tie it, that there's only a psul because why? The chasima was done when it was mechuber. Okay? And that's what we want to point out, this machlokes between the Taisus and the Yad Ramah, halacha lemaisa. Okay, very good. Let's go on to the next Taisus, okay? We got that, Chlor? So that's good, lemaisa. It took us 45 minutes to really unearth this Taisus good. Small Taisus. But lemaisa, that's how you learn up a Taisus, okay? You think this Taisus takes you 3 seconds. It doesn't take you 3 seconds. If you go through it good, it takes you a good 45 minutes. Then we have what? We have it good now, Baruch Hashem. Okay? Excellent. Go ahead, Yosef. You're doing a great job. Let's start the next tesis. Go ahead. The Kaimalan.
The Kaimalan halacha k'rav Elazar begitin. Yishum demayvi halacha begitin nakat getin.
What does that mean? Why does it say we paskal like Elazar begitin? Because what's the topic at hand? What we're learning? Maseches getin. That's what it is. It mentions getin. But I want you to know something. Don't be what? Led down a pathway of a mistake. What does he quickly point out? Aval what?
Aval halacha kamoso af bishar shtaros.
Excellent. The halacha applies to Rabbi Elazar, even by shar shtaros. Even though the Gemara said get in here, it only said get in here because that's the mesechta we're dealing with. That's our topic. But don't get me wrong, says Taisus. We paskin like him what? We paskin like him across the board, halacha lemaisa. Okay, everyone got that? We paskin like Rabbi Elazar and shar dini mamonis as well. Okay, go ahead. Even though all the Amoraim later on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis,
Dafka
Begitin. Even though most of the Amoraim say what? Say that the halacha is like who? Like Rav Elazar only in Gittin. Go ahead. Excellent. We paskin like Shmuel in Dine. What does Dine mean? Dine Mamonis. There's a famous cloud. What's the famous cloud? In Mibukhairis, Daf Mem Tesim and Alf and Shas. When there's a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, we pass like Rav and Yisurim, we pass like Shmuel and Dine Mamonis. Why? The Rosh says in Baba Kama, because Rav is a bigger bucky than Shmuel and Yisurim, and Shmuel is a bigger bucky than Rav and Dine Mamonis. Don't get me wrong. Alavai, we should be like Rav in Mominus and Shmuel like in Surim, right? But the bottom line is that's the cloud. And that's what the Rush says in Bava Kama. So it says, this is a topic, this is what I was discussing with Binyam at the end of Seder. This is really a topic that what? That spans on Dini Mominus. Do we postulate like Rebbe Lazar and Dini Mominus? Do we paskin Ada Masira Karsi? Guys, you know what the word Karsi is? You know, I don't think I've ever said that once in Shir. I've assumed it the whole year. What is Karsi? Cut. It cuts the relationship between the man and the woman. Correct. What makes the star a star? That's what it means. In a get, it means cuts off the ledge. But it means really to cut to what? Consummate the star. Consummate a get and consummate a star in Dini Mominus. What cuts it to make it like also, a flea? Doesn't mean physically cut it.
Like Kori Sabris. Kori Sabris.
Correct. Correct. To solidify the covenant. Well said. I like that. That's a good riot. I'm just saying it's a little bit of pun on words because you're cutting the relationship of the marriage. But the bottom line is you're concretizing. You're right. It's a good example. No, it's a good example. But what I want to bring out is as to whether we hold like Eddie Messira Carson did in Mominus, that's a topic of Mominus. So we should hold like who? Who should we hold like? Shmuel. That's what Tosis says. So don't be faked out from our Gemara that it said Begitin. Really, why we pass like Shmuel against all the Amoraim, and therefore we pass them like Rebbe Lazar even by Dini Mominus. This is difficult. Why is this difficult? Because the Rishash asks, and other Gedol Achronim, when is that klal said? That Rav and Shmuel, we go like Shmuel and Dini Mominus. When it's who against who? When it's Rav against who? Shmuel. This is against, Shmuel's against Rabbi Shua ben Levi. He's against Rabbi Yochanan. There is no such klal. The Rishash asks. He says, what's going on here? I have no idea. In fact, if you look in the Taisa Rush, he skips this whole thing. He has the other proofs of Taisa, but he skips this line. You know why he skips that line? Because this Lechura shouldn't apply. We only possibly Shmuel when it's pitted against Rav. Here he's against Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Here Rabbi Shua ben Levi's arguments is Dafke Begitin. So I want you to get that down in your notes. Taisa tries to get this, I was talking about with Binyamin before the end of Seder. I didn't see anyone bring it up, but you really could have said, is this really an issue of Dini Mominus? If you're the Amoraim that limit Rebbe Lazar to Gittin, then it's not really a matter of what? I guess it is. It's not really a matter of Dini Mominus. No, you know what I'm saying? It's a matter of what Isurim, Gittin, no? Isn't it?
Why is it Mominus?
Because the question is, do we paskin like him in the realm of the Mominus? So we call it Mominus. That's what Tais is assuming. I'm saying, theoretically, one could have said, maybe that's not labeled as what?
What
as Mominus.
What does Mominus have to do with here?
Shar Staris is Mominus, Benj. So that's what, I'm just saying, theoretically, when I saw this Tais, my first reaction was, who says that this is considered to be Mominus? You know, if you limit Rebbe Lazar to Gittin, that's not a, but it is. Because what you're saying with that statement, Yisrael, is that I only hold like him by what? By Gittin, not Mominus. So you are making a statement within the realm of Mominus. So that's why we go like Shmuel. But I want to get that kasha down. Rishash asks it. They say, Mecha Tesi. I mean, come on. It's only when it's Rav and Shmuel. What daf and Bukhairis? Daf Mem Tes. I can't hear you.
The next words of Tosfos are to plead the common on Rav. It seems like
yes.
Argues against Rav.
But it's not just Rav there. You look up, did you see the Gemara there? It's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It's only when there's a vacuum. Only in a vacuum, Nate, when it's Rav and Shmuel alone. Here there's a bunch of Amorite.
Why does it have to be a vacuum? Why can't
that's, okay. I guess that's what Tosfos will say back. You're saying good. That's what Tosfos will say back to the Gedol HaAchronim. But they understood the Gemara when it's Rav, and the truth is when the Gemara presents it, it's only Rav and Shmuel. You know what I mean? When the Gemara presents it, it's only Rav and Shmuel. But you're right. You're saying as long as Rav is the one on the list, that's enough. Okay. I hear you. I hear what you're saying, man. That's what Tosfos would say. But the bottom line is, it's Rav Yochanan, it's Rav Yeshua ben Levi. It's not just what? It's not just Rav, right? Do you see Rav over there? Rav is over there, isn't he on Pei Vav? I think he's over there, but he's not the only one. That's the thing. That's what they ask. So you're saying, no, he doesn't have to be the only one. But if you look in Bechairis, it only presents Rav and Shmuel. So you get that impression it's only Rav and Shmuel. Okay, but you're saying good. But I'm just saying it's Meduyik that Tais HaRas skips this. He skips that line and only has the other Rais. Yeah, you see it right, it says over there, Rav, Rav Yudom Rav, It says Rabbi Shua ben Levi later. So, okay, all right, I hear you. Rabbi Yochanan later. It says a bunch of Amoraim later.
But Shmuel and Rav like have a little back and forth.
That's true, but you see later Rabbi Shua ben Levi's quoted too. He was a first generation. You know Rabbi Shua ben Levi is a first generation Amoraim. You know that. He's quoted Mishnayos. In Uksan. In the end of Uksan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi's quoted. How can it be he's an Amoraim? He's a first generation Amoraim. Right? He's the only Amoraim that didn't die. Right? Morris says in Tzubas, Ayin Zaymes, he jumped over the fence. So I hear what you're saying, Nate. You're saying good, but that's what the Gedol Achronim are bothered by. Okay. And I think it's just Meduik that Tazara skips this line. He skips this ride. So he was attentive to it, it seems. Okay, Viter, go ahead. Kaimalan Kishmuel, go ahead, Yosef. Kaimalan Kishmuel, what?
Kaimalan Kishmuel, Bidine.
The Polig Lekaman. Ukamar. Oh, there it is. So you see, we hold like Shmuel, and don't be faked out by the fact that Gemara said Gittin, because it really, really we pass blows across the board, and Ben Shar Shar Shmin Dinim Amos, like Star Milva, Star Mecher, Star Matana. Go ahead.
The old the parents is at Borer,
which is the third parak in Sanhedrin. Go ahead.
Gabe
Matanta. There was a Star Matana. There's a star that I gave a gift to a guy. Go ahead. Problem is, there were two brother-in-laws that signed on it. A brother-in-law is posulatus to each other. You can't have brother-in-law sign a star. So what did the Gemara say? Kamar.
Kamar of Yosef.
No problem. Go get the Matana. As long as they're Eidim Asira, it's fine. No problem at all. Yes? Absolutely no problem. Okay, very good. Unbelievable, he says. Go ahead. Gemara asks, what are you talking about? If you're going to do it, you got to do it what? What do we say Mizuv Medocha brings to the table? If you're going to do it, you got to do it right. So you got to do it right. You can't have two brother-in-law sign. I don't care whether you have any Mesirah. What's the... Go ahead, Mashmo. What's Basroi mean? They're later Amaroi. And we always go like the later Amoraim because they had all the back, they have all the doors in front of them. That's a rule in Psak, Halachic of Asroi. Go ahead. You see that they're working with who? With Rav Elazar. That what? Eidim Asira Karsi. And that's talking about Shar Shtaros. Amazing. So that's one raya there, Beferish, that says in Halachic Lamaisa. Okay? Amazing, Lamaisa. Now.
We always go like later Amoraim.
Yeah, there's, whoever, if there's a machlis amoraim, always go like the later door. That's a klal. Yes. Halacha kabasroi. It's a very important klal. You got to know that. In fact, the Rif.
Maybe the opposite is the closer halacha.
Yeah, but in Psak, though, you know more information. I'll give you an example. Whenever there's a machlis bavli, you shami, how do we paskin? Like the bavli. Why? So the last daf in the dape Rif, in the Rif, in Erevin, get this down. He says, you know why we hold like the bavli, the shami? Because the bavli is written later. They had the Yerushalmi, and they what? They considered it, and then they considered all the Shitas. So whatever's later has more what weight in Halacha.
Really?
Yes. What's the other reason why we hold like who the Bavli, Rabbi Chanan writes? Because Rov Chachmei Ador were living in Bavel at that time. So they had a din of like the Beis Nagala. So we never can argue on the Beis Nagala. That's a different Sfarah.
So every new Alpha we have is going to be able to argue on the Gemara.
No, we only say Halacha Kabasroi by in the Gemara, within the Gemara, Amaroi, in Tanoi. That's, but later, usually we go Rishon, and an Akron can argue in a Rishon, usually. But the Gon we know does, because Nish sometimes does. Okay?
Halacha
Kabasroi. You go like the later. You want me to write it down? Halacha Kabasroi. It's a famous principle, you have to know it. Halacha kibasroi.
Isn't that a structure for
later Amoroi? Like what did you say?
That's like the structure for Ashkenazi Pesach, like the Ramad. Isn't that
okay? Usually, but this cloud we're saying is only on what? This cloud we're saying is only what? Only within the Amoroi. Okay, we find some that the Gaon argues on Rishon. Okay, go ahead. So you see that they hold Eidim Asira Karsi. Go ahead. And that's talking about Dini Momenus, guys. So you see, that's a good raya. That Abai and Rabbi Yosef were pilpuling, and they said what? Go acquire the Eidim Asira. And they said it was fine. Abai jumps on him and he says, Modu Mizuv Bitocho. If you hold Mizuv Bitocho, obviously, within which Tana are you working with? Anytime you say the word mezuzah b'tochel, which tani you work with? Edim Asira, Rabbi Elazar, right? You don't really need Edim. If you're going to do it, you got to do it right. So obviously, these Amorim hold like who? Rabbi Elazar, Ashar Shtaros, Medinim Omnis. Another right. This one's from Gittin. Go ahead. Mashmud Rav Yosef Abaye, go ahead. Period. That's the riot from Sanhedrin. Okay? That's a riot that Zarosh has. Go ahead, next riot. This is from Armisa. Ube Pirkin, we had this already, this Gemara. Quote in Tyson Gimel and Bates. Ube Pirkin Nami.
Ube Pirkin Nami, Amar Rabba Abba, Haishtara Parsad, the Misare Nilai the Ape Sad Israel.
Magvinin Bay.
Magvinin Bay Mibnei Trey.
Mibnei Chari. Chari. What's Mibnei Chari mean? Mibnei Chorin. You have a Persian shard that's given in front of Jewish Edom in Syria, you could collect from B'nai Chorin from it. What does that show? What does that show? That the Edom in Syria get the job done to allow you to collect even from what? Even from B'nai Chorin. Yes? You see that Edom in Syria works by what? Shtar Shtaris. Now this works according to who? Rabbeinu Tam. Who is Rabbeinu Tam?
Rashi Ratzim.
Right, but what did Rabbeinu Tam say in Gimel and Beis? What did he say in that Tais Damascus Vagova? That the Star Pasah collects because of the Edom Asira, right? Remember that? That was because of the Edom Asira, the Taisus said on the bottom of Gimel and Beis Damascus Vagova, the big Taisus. That was because of the Edom Asira. But if you hold like Rabbeinu Hananel, who said you collected based on the Edom what? Chasima, because they were Garkos, and it was like fancy Arkos. Yes? Because, well, the Edom Asira are made a lamb that they're not Meshachrin. But the raya was from the Edom Chasim in the collection, then there's no raya that a star works what? Beit Masira. Because it only works there according to Minachana, because the Edom what? The Edom Chasim. So I want you to get that down in your notes. This is only good raya according to Minatam. According to Minachana, it's not a raya at all. It doesn't show Edom Masira at all. That's the way the Rashba and the Ritva later on in Yeralvam have a doke of this raya of Taisus. This raya they slug up. Because it's not the Edom Masira that are doing it, it's the Edom Chasim. Okay? Now Lamaisa, the Karni Reim writes as follows. Who said the horror that I just said? The Marsha. The Marsha writes that this Raya of Tais only works according to who? Rabbeinu Tam. But according to Rabbeinu Hananel, the reason why you're collecting Rabbeinu Hananel is because of the Wad Dei Chasim, not Dei Misir. Comes along the Karni Reim and says the Marsha. It's not true. Karni Reim is on the bottom of the Marsha. I'll show it to tomorrow morning. The Karni Reim writes on the bottom of the Marsha, that even according to Mechanadal it works. Because what did the Gemara say in the end of the day? You remember the Gemara at the end of the day over there? Why do you only collect from B'nai Chorin and not Meshubadim? Because they had no what? Who remembers? Had no coal, remember? It had no coal, the Gemara says. So once you say it had no coal, the Chasima of the Goyim don't help anymore. The Chasima of the Goyim don't help anymore. So what's the reason at the end of the day why you collect from B'nai Chorin? Because of what? Eidei what? Eidei Masira. Even according to B'nai Hananel, in the Maskanas of Gemara, what? The reason why you collect from B'nai Chorin is also according to what? Is also because of the Eidei Masira. So this is a good rye, even if you held like what? Rabbeinu Hananel. Yes? This is what the Karni Reim writes. That's a Pella. Because the Poshup Shad is, Ein Kavanish Lake Eidei Chasima Klau. It just means they're not motzia kol, which does not allow you to collect from nechasim what? Mishubadim, excellent name. But you still can collect from B'nai Chorin because of them. So we have a difficulty with the Karni Reim. Okay, please get it down though. That's because the signatures we do. The signatures. No, but there were Edom Asira in the case. The question when the Gemara answers, there was no call. What happened? What's the maskana?
I'm saying, if it happened to be like Rabbeinu Hananel, then we would have brought more things there, not just seven things to go.
What he's saying is that at the end of the day, is the reason why you collect from the Gemara because of the Edom Asira or because of the Chasimis? Right. So he wants to say it's because of the what? He wants to say it's because of the Chasimis, the Marashah says. Doesn't work according to Mechana. Karnim says, what are you talking about? It's not true. They have no coal, so they don't have the ability to collect anything. So Nate says back to the Karnim, what are you talking about? Because the Eni Chasimim don't have a coal, you can't collect the Chasimim Shabbat, but you can collect from B'nai Chayrin. It's not because of the Eni Masira. So the Raya is still a good Raya. The Raya is still a good Raya only according to who? Rabbeinu Tam. The current Rim might have said it's even according to Menachem Hananus. So that's the difficulty. You get that in your notes. Tosos, there's three steps. Tosos brings a Raya from Yeralf and Alpha. Our case of getting that we pass on the Beloza Edom Asira by Shar Sharis. You have a Persian Shar with Jewish Edom Asira. You collect from Nechorim. You see it works. Jewish Edom Asira works. Dinim Amos. Says the Marsha, that only works according to Rabbeinu Tam, who said that what? That the reason why you collect from the Nechor is because of what? The Edim Asirim. But according to Rabbeinu Hananel, the reason why you collect is because of Edim Asirim, and then you have no right. Yes? That's the Marsha's Nakuda. That's the second step. Karna Reim says, no, you're wrong, Marsha. Even according to Rabbeinu Hananel, the Maskanas of Gemara there says you only collect from Nechorin because there's no coal. So the fact that there's no coal means he says the Eidei Chasim are a zero. They're bogus, says the Karni Reim. And therefore, even the Rabbeinu Hananel would say you have to rely on the Eidei Asirim to collect from Bnei Chayrim. So the Var Yaakov asks, Nate was Mechavin, what are you talking about, Karni Reim? Of course you collect because of the Eidei Chasim. The fact that it has no coal disallows you to collect from Meshubadim. But the Eidei Chasim still are in place to collect from the Bnei Chayrim. So then you're back to what the Marsha said, that the whole Raya of Tosfos is only according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that it's according to the Edim Asirah that collect B'nai Chor, not the Edim Chasim. Okay? That's the steps. We had Tosfos, the Marsha, the Ra'im, Karni Reim, and the Kasha on the Karni Reim. It's really four steps we just said. You got that? Tosfos, Marsha, Karni Reim, and the Kasha on the Karni Reim. Everyone got that? As the four steps we just saw. Okay. So up till now, where are we at in Tosfos? You guys don't have college today, do you? Shir till 3 or 4, right? I'm just kidding. Okay. What are we up to in Tosfos? Rabbi Lazar hole, we all like Rabbi Lazar Shar Sharas. It said Gittin in the Gemara. So guys, we're talking about Gittin. Excellent. How many proofs did he have? How many rise did Tosfos have so far? I think three. He proved it from the Paschal and Shmuel. Shmuel said, Dini Shar Sharas. Number two from Sanhedrin, the two brother-in-laws on the star. And number three, the Gemara Gittin Yadalef. Three riots, they said. Okay? Now let's go. Go ahead, Yosef. You're doing a great job. Lefikach. What's a lefikach mean?
Therefore.
Ulefikach. Yeah, go ahead. Excuse me. Ulefikach.
Ulefikach, sorry, the desires you any Nisira, Vishas, Nisina, again. Dika Karti.
De'inhu
karsi. De'ilek sham eni misira and omigureshas.
Excellent. Now he says an amazing thing. He says, you better bet your bottom dollar, guys. Every time that there's a get, nesinas a get, there better be edim there at the giving of the get. There better be edim at the giving of the get. Because if there are no edim misira, she's not divorced. Go ahead, avogav.
Avogav, dika ere chasima.
Exactly. Eidei Chasima only work if the Eidei Misira are dead or they went to Medina Siyam. Go ahead, then she has to rely on Eidei Chasima. Go ahead. Underline that 100 times. The Mistama Vehachshir Nasa. Pop up theory. That the Eidei Chasima pop up and say there must have been given with Eidei Misira in the get. Right? It's like they pop up out of the get. Hakol b'hechsher nasa. They verify that it was done properly, it was given in front of Eidim. That line, wow. The Mistama b'hechsher nasa. So unbelievable, that line. Go ahead, Kinamrinan.
Kinamrinan,
period. Tzriche. What was the case? Lo tzrich elo what? It's going like who?
Elo Rav Lazar.
Damar.
Damar Eidei Misira Karsi.
So why did Misakin Eidei Chasima? Go ahead.
Takinu Rabbanan Eidei Chasima Dizimnin the Maisi Sahadi.
Zimnin sometimes. Maisi here means they'll die. Sahadi the witnesses. Oh, Inami.
Inami the Azle in Dinasya.
Exactly. So they're backups. They're backups to Eidei Chasima. But when they're used, to ensure that the Eidei Misira there. So what does Tosfos say here? Because he's such a fan of what? Ada Mesira. And he proved the first part of Taisis. We passed the Ada Mesira in Shar Shtaris, in Dini Moments. He says, you better, and therefore, you better what? Bet your bottom dollar. You better have Adam at the Mesira Saget. Because they're the Iker. They, the Chasim, are just backups. If they and Mesira are dead, or they went to Menitziyam, then you can rely on them. And they're relying on them is to ensure that there was what? We don't rely on them vis-a-vis then. We rely on them vis-a-vis to verify that there was 80 what? Excellent name. Exactly. That's the whole purpose. They're like puppets.
Which is why the law doesn't need Chasim Rashon.
Correct. That's correct. But if you're going to do it, it's got to be do it right in Zuk Bitochum. We said 2 days when the Sulu derives is wrong. Rashba says derives according to 1 day. He has 2 terutzim. At least according to one, it's Mashi derives. And Rabbi says definitely Sulu derabon. But the Chiddush that we're bringing out here, which I want you to think, is what on earth is going on here? Ulafikach? Lahavda, millions of dollars. Okay? But I don't know if you guys have to take English comp. You still have to take English comp? You don't have to take English comp? Okay, all right. Different names. We had to take English comp, okay?
Rebbe and Rutgers, we call it expository writing.
Okay, good. Lemoise, okay. Whatever it's called. But let me ask you a question. A thousand, you don't need to get an A-plus in English comp for this. The first part of Taisis proves, we possibly like a blazer in Shardin Yamamas, Adam Siru. Yes? That's the whole goal of the first part of it. Then he says, and therefore, make sure there are Adam on the get. What's the price of tea in China? I'm talking Dini Mominus, first part of Taisis, and then I switch and say, oh, and therefore, make sure there are Adam in every mysterious I get. What does one have to do with the other? The word Lafika, guys, is a connector. It's a connector word. What does one have to do with the other? You're reading Taisis. What's going on? Why does this connect? Who asked this kasha? I was bothered by myself, but the Pnei Yehoshua, I don't think I elucidated it like they did. The Pnei Yehoshua, the Teres Gittin, and the Chasam Sofer all asked this kasha. What's the Loshon Lafikach? What on earth is the kesher that we should be careful that there's Eidim Asira at a get from the fact that we passed through like Eidim Asira by Shar Shtaris? Gabriel, you got this kasha down? That's why I say it's like a million of separations, but it's like an English comment. Like, a guy writes like that, you know, you give him a D. You know what I mean? What are the politicians driving at here? They were going, you know, they know how to write. You're my kasha? It's not my kasha. It's a Gedolei Acharonim. Pnei Yehoshua, the Taras Kid, the Chasam Sofer, all that's his kasha. It's a very strong kasha. So they say the following. Very interesting. They say like this. That Tosos is driving at to exclude the sheet of the Rif. What does the Rif say? We know what the Rif says. What does he say? Af. That Rabbi Elazar even holds of what? What does Rabbi Elazar even hold of? You guys tell me, what does Af mean? I know that, but what does it mean though?
Either
one is good, right? Adam is Sir, Adam Chasima, right? Af. It's a code word, right? Af. Inuman, you got that? I haven't decided whether I'll do a written bechina or oral bechina, but what do you guys want? Written bechina or oral bechina?
Oral.
You want oral bechina? Okay, we'll probably do that where you guys want, probably. But it's hard on me, but I'll do it for you guys. But if I ask you off and you tell me even, that's not a good answer. Okay? If I tell you off, I want the shita. No, worse than that. Okay? You got that? Af means either or. Either or, guys. So listen to this. The Rif says either or is good, and he's coming to exclude the Rif. If the halacha was like Rabbi Lazar, rak begitten, and on Shar Shtaris the halacha would be Eide Chasima Karsi, then what would that show? That would show that Eide Chasima is better than Eide Mesira. Because we only paskin like Eide Mesira by what? Gittin, if you hold like Eide Mesira begitten. Therefore, a get that Eidim Mesira works, Kol Shekein Eidim Chasima work. But since the halachas like Rabbi Elazar Bedini Mamanis, and we require Eidim Mesira all the time, what does that show you, Binyamin? That Eidim Chasima does not work. Therefore, you better be careful to have Edim Sirin. It's a beautiful raya. Again, I'm going to say it again. He's coming to exclude the Rif Shita. The Rif Shita is off. That either Edim Asir is good for get, or either Edim Chasim is good for get. Either or of them are fine that they're good. Either or is fine that it's good. But Lamaisa, what Tosus is trying to say, if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar only begitten, and Shar Shars, you needed Edim Chasima, doesn't that show that Edim Chasim are what? Are better? Again, what does the Rif always hold? Ah, either or is good. If you don't pass them like Rabbi Elazar by Shar Shars, what does that show? What works by Shar Shtaris? Aryeh. Only the Chasima works. That shows that Chasima works. It's better than Edi Masira. Because in Gittin, you could do either or. And in Din Imamis, all you could do is Edi Chasima. So if you held like Rabbi Elazar only in Gittin, what does that convey? That Edi Chasima is really better than Edi Masira. But since Tosas proved in the first three lines of Tosas, not the first three lines, but the first three riyas, then we pass on the Rabbi Elazar by Edim Asira, even by Shar Din Imamos. That shows that Edim Asira is better. Edim Asira is better, Lamaisa. On what? Than Edim Chasima. Even in Shar Din Imamos, you need what? Edim Asira. Edim Chasima will not suffice. Edim Chasima will not suffice, Lamaisa. Because Tosis is holding like who? Himself against the Rif. He doesn't hold af, he holds dafka. So once you make that launch or that leap of faith that you're possible like Rabbi Elazar, even in Shar Shars, and only Edim Masira dafka, Tosos holds dafka, not af. What does dafka mean? Only Edim Masira. And if you prove that he holds Edim Masira in Shar, then you moment, what does that mean? Edim Masira is so much better than Edim Chasima. If that's the case, you better bet your bottom dollar at a get, you better have Edim Masira there. Because Edim Masira are better than Edim Chasima. And that's my sheet that Tosos says, dafka, dafka, dafka. If it's dafka, you better believe that Edim Masira better be there.
Dafkin Gittin, but
you're right, Dafkin Gittin.
Right, but elsewhere, either one.
Elsewhere, we paskin, correct.
Even
if we paskin Edim Asira. No. Tosu Shita is Dafka, not Af. That's the Rif Shita. Tosu Shita is Sol's Af. He's coming to exclude his Shita. That's why he says Lafikach. I am trying to exclude, by me proving that Edim Asira applies by Shar Shtaris. And I hold Dafka. I happen to hold Dafka. You understand what I'm saying? I happen to hold dafka. So lemaisa, what they're saying is that the Rif holds af, and if the halacha would be like a blazer, only be gittin, and star stars would be what? Eide chasima karsi, right? See, the whole machlokes of whether dafka or af is what? The whole machlokes dafka or af really makes only a big deal in gittin, right? So that's exactly what he's saying. He's saying the Rif's saying that according to blazer, according to Belazar, Eide Chasima Karsi, according to the Rif, and if you pass by Belazar, only begitten, and Shar Shars you don't, Shar Shars means what? You paskin Eide Chasima Karsi. So it comes out Eide Chasima are better than Eide Masiru. Because we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar and Shar Shars. If you would say like that. And therefore come out that a get, Lamaisa, that works with Eide Masiru, Kol Shekain would work with Eide Chasima. You follow what I'm saying? If you're from the Rif's approach, that's what's going to come out, that a get should be good with Edi Chasim alone. You shouldn't need Edi Masira. But how do I want to prove, if I want to prove that Edi Masira Yisrael is on a higher madrig than Edi Chasim, how do I do that? I prove saying that Rabbi Elazar, I paskin like Mishar Dini Momenis. And I hold Dafka. And if I hold Dafka, that means the what? That means very, very clearly that I paskin need Edim Asira, Edim Chasima does not work. And therefore, you better make sure by get you need to have Edim Asira. Yes?
But according to the Rif's shot that it's off, Chasima would be better for Shar Shtaros based on Rabbi Elazar's shot. The way the Rif understands Rabbi Elazar?
The Rif understands Rabbi Elazar as being off. So he's coming to exclude his Shita, Lamaisa. So if you hold off, and the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar rock begitten in Mishar Shtar Shkinin Eide Chasima. Eide Chasima is better
because it's not good. It's not good Rabbi Elazar for Shar Shtar.
Because we don't hold like Rabbi Elazar by Shar Shtaros. Exactly. So he needed to prove that we hold like Rabbi Elazar by Shar Shtaros to prove that Eide Masira is always better than Eide Chasima, and therefore by get you better make sure you have Eide Masira. Well, yes, Nate.
So the Rif holds Rabbi Elazar just by getin and not by Shar Shtaros.
How does the Rif paskin himself?
Yeah. He has to hold Rabbi Elazar by Gittin or not?
So there's a stira in the Rif. how the Rif paskins. The way we have the Rif is that the Rif paskins Rav Elazar only begitten. The way the Ravid quotes the Rif, he had a Gersh Rav, his paskins like Menshar Stars. And the Ramban, well, the Ramban and the Ran say the Gersh is Nechona, that we paskin Rav Elazar begitten. They claim that the Rif really is only Rav Elazar begitten. But the Rosh and the Ritva quote a Machlekes the Rif in Taisus, where the Lachos and Rav Elazar with Shar Stars, so that seems to be that the Rif holds like Rav Elazar only getting, and the Krumman sounds is a steer in the Rif. But no matter what you say, Lamaisa, no matter what you say, the reason why Tysus needed to present that as an introduction is to prove that Eidim Asir is better than what? Eidim Chasima. Once he's proven that concept, you turn it to get, you better believe you have to have Eidim Asir there. That is correct. That's what he's driving. Okay, let's stop here with Dav Mincha. Again, Mazel Tov to Jonathan and Yosef on the finishing. And Jonathan, do the Bais Yisrael.